The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. If you've missed any episode or find any information that we talk about today helpful to a friend or a family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Seniors Solutions on Spotify, and you can listen anytime you'd like. Hey, what are the best beaches of 2019? You know, it's always funny when I hear that. What are the best beaches of 2019? As if they've really changed, as if the beaches have somehow changed from last year to this year or the year before. You know, it's like, it's just all a question of what somebody's determination is because they went and traveled there. But it's this rotation, this sort of strange rotation of all of a sudden now this is a better beach than it was last year, even though it's exactly the same beach that it was last year. So it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to you? I didn't think so either. But still, we like the idea of the best of, and then we think, oh, then we need to go there, right? It does drive travel to these beaches, and I think there's actually some, you know, I don't know if there's payola by the beach owners, you know, to get their name up there as becoming the best beach of 2019. But one of them happens to be Hanalea Bay in Hawaii. It's a jugged, verdant mountain range behind the crashing waves at the forefront of half-moon-shaped Hanalea on the north shore of Kauai. It really resembles kind of a tropical stage set. In fact, it's been in scenes in the 1958 South Pacific. You remember? Great, great movie starring Mitzi Gaynor. And 2011's The Descendants, which had George Clooney. They were filmed on that two-mile-long beach. Hanalea's pristine beach attracts swimmers, paddleboarders, and surfers. It's also still blissfully free of the chain eateries and hotels that have engulfed other hotspots in Hawaii. If you've not been to Clearwater Beach, Florida, this was named the best U.S. beach in 2019 for the second straight year by TripAdvisor. It's a 2.5-mile stretch on the Gulf Coast, about 25 miles west of Tampa Bay. It's an oasis of shimmering sand and easily accessible attractions. Excuse me. I'm thinking like a real estate agent. Transactions. Okay. Cannon Beach, Oregon. When the mist rolls in over striking rock formations at either end of this gorgeous beach, a moody and mysterious vibe appears. Now, Cannon Beach, Oregon, I was out last summer backpacking on the West Washington coastline, which is just north of Cannon Beach, Oregon. This is an exceptional hiking area. Great beaches, beautiful outcroppings of giant rock that stand 400 or 500 feet just jutting out of the sand. It looks like something out of the original Planet of the Apes movie with Charlton Heston, if you remember, when he comes around the edge of the beach on his horseback, and he's got his girl on the horseback, and they see half of the Statue of Liberty sticking out of the sand. Well, these are rock croppings that stick out. It's just a very dramatic and beautiful beach.
Oh my God, we finally really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you!
As he falls to the ground on his knees and realizes the humans destroyed themselves with nuclear bombs, that he's actually on the planet Earth the whole time. Sand Beach, Maine.
You can't get there from here.
Just 290 yards long, this photogenic beach is in Acadia National Park. It's flanked by craggy granite rock formations and features finely ground shells, spines of sea urchins. The water's cold even in summer, but there are changing rooms and lavatories and easy hikes with great sea views. So if you like to get in the water where it's cold, make sure you bring a good wetsuit. Just a couple of others. South Padre Island. Reached by a bridge, this is 34 miles of shoreline, including dunes, undeveloped stretches of snow-white sand, as well as beaches backed by hotels, condos, and eateries. Very nice. Very, very pretty. Delray Beach, Florida, also makes the list with a couple of miles of beach frontage. Really some great beaches here in America. Definitely check them out. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. My brother pulled my leg once many, many years ago. I used to be an aficionado of a show called Gilligan's Island. And there was a big question growing up on where that was filmed. And so finally my brother said to me one day, we were traveling. My dad was the chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women. And so my brother and I, we would go down with my dad down to the hospital. We'd wait in the lobby while he went and did his rounds. And then we would leave and we'd go back. And he's telling me that Roosevelt Island which is where there's a giant statue of Theodore Roosevelt. You know, that's actually, if you've never been to Roosevelt Island, go there, because that island was dedicated to Theodore Roosevelt because of his bringing in the national parks into our American culture and dedicating places like Yosemite and so on. So they dedicated an island right here in Washington, D.C. for Theodore Roosevelt, and that is his monument, the same way that the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial are monuments to those presidents. My brother had me so convinced that Gilligan's Island was shot on Roosevelt Island that every time I went into D.C. for years and years, I kept going around the island trying to figure out where they shot that thing. But there are no beaches. So I'm tying us back to that beach conversation we just had. But hey, bro, thanks so much for pulling my leg, and I'll never forget you for that. So, JJ, do you want to?
Well, when you introduced a segment about Gilligan's Island with a big question, I thought it was going to be Marianne or Ginger. I mean, that's the question about Gilligan's Island. And you're talking to your brother. I mean, I figured, you know, guys.
Well, you know, I was definitely a Marianne kind of guy. So I was not a ginger kind of guy.
I married a ginger. I have to represent.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's why you're sitting on that side of the board. That's why I'm sitting on this side of the board.
That's right.
So, okay. So have you ever thought about giving your family vacation home to your kids? Okay. Let's think a little bit about what we're going to talk about. So for the next few years, wealthy individuals in the U.S. can give up to $11.5 million and not get hit with estate taxes at the end of their life. But this generous exclusion included in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 isn't likely to last when the adjustment lapses at the end of 2025, unless Republicans can retake Congress by then. Those who can might want to take advantage of a brief window to be magnanimous before the exemption reverts to about $5 million adjusted for inflation. So an issue for potential gifters is that when a person transfers real estate during their lifetime, the recipients must account for it according to the original price paid, known as the basis. Shares of stock valued at $5 million today but bought for $1 million 10 years ago, for example, would be subject to income taxes on the $4 million differential, right, if the recipient were to sell the stock. Northern Trust's advice to clients who want to lock in the higher estate tax exclusion is to think about property you want to transfer that you expect your beneficiaries to keep, says Susan Shear. She's the firm's chief tax strategist and wealth planning executive. What's a property a beneficiary will probably hold on to? Well, it's probably going to be a family vacation home, whether it's a cabin in the woods, a ski chalet, or a home at the beach. But before you give a holiday property, an individual or a couple who can gift up to $22.8 million together against their lifetime estate tax exclusion through 2025, you need to find out whether the children really want it. Okay, now if you know that your kids are going to want your vacation home, if they say, yes, we do, the next step is to find the best way to give the home while capitalizing on the opportunity to minimize your estate taxes while this current lifetime exclusion is high. And the good news is that passing the home on during your lifetime doesn't mean relinquishing your use or even your control of it. So for the best outcome, experts advise against making an outright gift, which can lead to less control over how the place is used, or worse, losing a share of a home to a child's spouse in the event of a divorce. Instead, families can transfer the vacation property into a trust, and there are several kinds that could work, or consider a limited liability corporation, which protects the family's assets against any future claims related to the house. If, for example, someone gets hurt on the property, the parents in this case would transfer the property into the LLC and give their children interests in that company. And a common structure used for vacation homes is called a Qualified Personal Residence Trust, or QPRT. Now, these trusts are tapped by those who want to retain the right to continue to use the home for a certain period of time, which is typically the rest of their expected lifespan. Okay, and under that trust, the property would transfer to the designated beneficiaries at the time of death. So these are considerations. Think about contacting your accountant and discussing what options there are. Perhaps you might want to consider transferring the real estate. Okay, using your current estate tax rules, transfer the real estate into a trust so you keep that outside of your inheritance tax considerations, whether or not you pass before 2025 or after. You want to be thinking about these things. And I thank you to Abby Schultz. Abby's with InspiredByPenta.com. We gratefully appreciate her work on this article. Can't you see? Whoa, can't you see? Have you considered reading glasses? Okay, now I've got reading glasses, and I started having to wear them around 10, 12 years ago. I'm 55 years of age. I discovered something kind of interesting that I didn't know. Did you know that on average, everybody's eyes kind of move down the strength category as they get older? Between 40 and 43, you typically use a 1 power. And then your eyes move to 1.25 to 1.5 between 44 and 47. I'm at 55 at 1.75 to 2. This is according to AARP magazine. Guess what? I'm right at 1.75 currently. Guess what I have to look forward to when I turn 65? I'll probably be a 3. How about you? Oh, hey, it's that time for Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself.
Good morning, Eric.
How was your Passover?
Oh, thank you. It's very nice.
You know, I mean, it's just a great time to recognize God's intervention in our lives and his protection.
Oh, yes.
For the state of Israel.
Thank you.
You know, so we're grateful for that. Tell us what's going on in the Beacon newspaper.
Well, in our money section, we have an article about prepaid car maintenance plans. Mm. You know, are these really worth getting or not? I mean, part of the problem is they usually try to sell you this when you're in the dealership doing all the paperwork and you're confused and you have all these things happening at once and you really don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So the advice of this article, which comes from the Edmunds folks who do the car pricing and such, is to contact the service department of a dealership that sells the brand that you're interested in and ask to get a list of the manufacturer's required maintenance for that vehicle for like the next 3 years and the price of each service. And you know what you're talking about. Then you know what the expenses are going to be, and then you can decide if the prepaid plan that they're offering at the dealership is really worthwhile or not.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Read about this in the Beacon newspaper. If you've never read the paper, you can pick it up at over 1,500 locations around the Metroplex. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. It's thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information or to read it online. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Have you ever wondered when you're most vulnerable to scam calls? I'll give you a hint. Don't answer the phone late on a Friday afternoon. I'll tell you more in a moment.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stuart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Welcome back. 24,454 elder financial abuse cases were reported by banks to the United States Treasury Department in 2018. Here is the reality. There are certain times of the day, certain days of the week, when you are more likely to get a call from a scammer trying to dupe you, okay? And you're most vulnerable, late on a Friday afternoon. You've come to the end of the week. You're starting to relax, maybe looking forward to the weekend. You answer the phone. It's like the good old days. So there is a there's a team that has essentially studied how these calls come in and where likely they are to go and who's likely to receive them. The study found that women were better than men at scamming over the phone. So you have to be careful when you get a call from somebody and they say they're from the Social Security Administration when the Social Security Administration doesn't call. Most of you are very attuned to this. If you have relatives, if you have a parent, make sure that you're coaching them on how to avoid problems with scammers calling them. The IRS never calls. You might have somebody calling to pretend to be your daughter, be your son. JJ Surma's with me today. He's about to share the story about his grandfather, how his grandfather got a call from a scammer and nearly gave a lot of money away. JJ.
The scammer actually called my grandfather, and it was a lady posing as my wife, saying that she was in a Mexican prison, that she was on vacation, and she was in a taxi, and the taxi had drugs in it. And when the taxi was pulled over, they claimed that the drugs were hers and arrested her. And she was in a Mexican prison being mistreated by the guards and jailers there, and that she needed money as soon as possible because she was afraid for her life and was being abused. And my grandfather, who, I mean, you know, anyone would want to help anyone else out in that situation, but he's particularly fond of my wife and had just all these awful images in his head immediately and was so emotionally taken by the scam, you know, and she did all the things that, you know, sort of in retrospect, you learn about all the things that they do. And she did exactly what, you know, all the scammers do. If I sound different, it's because I have a cold. And but I'll have you know there was actually a Facebook hack that went along with this, and they had actually had details about her interaction with him and some other things that had happened, and went into detail and used a lot of the information that they got from her Facebook page to convince him that this was her. He went to the bank to go ahead and make the transfer that they requested. I mean, hook, line, and sinker, he emotionally invested in the situation and was ready to give them whatever they wanted and didn't really care if it was a scam, just wanted her to be okay and would rather lose the money and have her be okay than not. But there was a manager at the bank that, you know, was well acquainted with these scams and was able to talk him out of sending this money. But it took that gentleman over an hour to convince my grandfather not to send the money, because even when he was confronted with the fact that this may be a scam, he didn't care. He wanted to make sure that, you know, in the unlikely event that this wasn't a scam, that she was okay. And literally, the banker had to convince him to call her and talk to her. And she was at work and didn't pick up. So he called me, and sure, there are a lot of things you could say about it, but in the end, how upset he was at that advanced age, I was worried he was going to have a heart attack. He was so upset.
He was upset because of his daughter. He was upset because he was being taken advantage of, or both?
His granddaughter-in-law, my wife. His
granddaughter-in-law.
I think he was upset because he was presented with a situation that in his mind he imagined her actually going through.
There was no way that he could win in that scenario. He was in a position where he loves his daughter-in-law, right, and wants to protect her, and he feels this onus of responsibility, and yet he feels he was completely played.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they capitalize on especially the fear that creeps in an advanced age where, you know, the world's a scary place, and, you know, when you know, maybe younger people in your life take more chances than you would take going on a vacation somewhere far away that you weren't familiar with. And but I would say this: he rebounded after that and actually went and went to not only his church but several other churches, speaking to mature senior groups,
yes,
and telling them about his story to share and make sure that they weren't taken advantage of like he was, almost was.
So fraud is common now. Healthcare fraud funded luxury trips is a new take on this, where a Virginia woman was sentenced to 15 and a half years in prison for cheating more than 50 people out of millions of dollars to fund an extravagant lifestyle that included trips to Italy, Bora Bora, the Bahamas. Keisha Williams, 43 years of age, persuaded her victims to invest in a scam healthcare software business. Among them was a California businessman who invested $1.4 million and became her partner. In truth, Williams spent over 95% of the victim's money on creating a lifestyle of luxury for herself. I currently have a listing in the Somerset here in Chevy Chase, Maryland. This is a luxury condominium in one of the prestigious buildings in Chevy Chase where many, many would love to live. Well, the owner of that property, she's lost the property to foreclosure because she apparently absconded with $20 million from investors so that she could fund her lifestyle. She could fund her purchase of a condo and another condo. The second condo was her closet. Literally, it was 1,700 square feet of clothing, Jimmy Choo shoes, Hermes bags, gold, all kinds of wines and so on. She was an absolute crook, and she is in jail now. Guess what? FBI took everything away. Challenges. There are many folks like this who are not in our country, but are using voice over internet protocol to appear like they're calling from a number nearby. We have to be careful and vigilant, and we have to protect ourselves against scam artists. A couple of quick things on that. Number one, you want to add, if your dad is somebody, or your mom, or you're somebody who likes to be very generous, every time you get something in the mail, you like to give away your money, but you're not sure if they're all legitimate, set a budget for yourself and hold yourself to the budget on how much you're going to give away annually to a variety of charities. Then decide, and when you get these letters, there's no urgency in you responding to every letter as it comes in. Collect the letters, decide which ones you want, and maybe involve a friend to help you decide which ones are the best ones to give to, and give a portion of that budget that you've created. Also, if you have a debit card, recognize this. If you use your debit card to purchase something or give money, or you're responsible for up to $500 and you have to report that the money was not used correctly within 2 business days, whereas a credit card typically has a $50 limit. So having a credit card actually will give you a little bit better protection in its use, even though you're using money that isn't debited directly out of your account. You may want to consider that. Remember, scammers will call. They will call, and they'll seem certainly very nice, and there may be tech calls. These are calls coming from, you know, Best Buy or calling from someplace. It's not really from Best Buy. Hi, we're calling about your technology contract. We'd like to know if you'd like to renew it for your computer. Who doesn't own a computer? Yet we'll give you another year. In fact, we're going to give you an extra bonus this year of 2 full years of warranty coverage for your computer, but only today. Be wary of these scams. Be the one to place the call. Don't be the one to take the call and place your money. Be the one to place the call and place your money. Turn things around and make sure you're talking with legitimate folks.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Hey, if you've thought about aging in your home, is it impossible in Maryland to age in home? Even though it costs the government much less to provide the services people want in their own homes than in a nursing home, Maryland doesn't fund a program that actually encourages homeowners to stay in their homes. Studies consistently show that with the right controls, the state will see substantial savings after 3 years and people get to age in place with the help they need. I'm a big believer in aging in place. In fact, I advise folks all the time not to sell their homes. Yes, I'm a real estate agent. That's what I've done for years and years. But my business is about helping those who want to sell and really should and need to. It's also, as a counselor, in that moment to say, hey, have you thought about just staying put and making modifications? These are options, things to consider. When the time comes, look at where you live. Encourage your governors to provide options and encouragement financially for you to be able to age in place and live where you want to live. Well, it's that time. I can hear that special music from Helen Flynn. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, Eric. Thank you.
What do you have?
I have a belief today, actually, and that is that the greatest need we have as we age is emotional strength.
Okay, why?
We put a lot of emphasis and energy on our financial health, and that's fine, but life demands and challenges emotional strength as we experience illness, death of a loved one, decreased mobility, family tragedies, and so on. The emotional strength we need is to not just endure, but to let go, find peace, and savor the joy.
Helen Flynn, Senior Moments. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Take a look around outside your home. Small changes to the front door of your home can make a big impact in how people perceive your home and then want to enter into your property. If you thought about making a move and you're thinking about maybe downsizing to live with other folks, well, if you're thinking about doing that as you're getting older, make sure that you make a match that works well for you. Next week, we'll discuss how you can find housemates to live and age together. This is it for the Senior Solutions Show. I'm Eric Stewart, your host, and every week we bring you information that's relevant for those who are 50 and over. And if you enjoyed the show and would like to listen, you can listen anytime on Spotify or iHeartRadio or other podcasting applications out there. Simply look for Seniors Solutions Radio and you'll find all of our shows there. Thinking about selling or buying a home? Go to ericstewartgroup.com and download our free right-sizing guide on how to get your house ready and get yourself ready and organized, and the market-ready guide on how to prepare your home to sell for the top dollar. Or call us today. We'll send you a free copy. That toll-free number, 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.